Fiona Ritchie here, and you've joined me at precisely the right time for the Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome. It came from the quartet Fluke, and it was a set of three reels, Blink, Lexi McCaskill's, and in the middle, West Clare reel. To many people, County Clare in Ireland is the homeland of good music, a place where you might seek refuge from the cold Atlantic winds by ducking into a pub in the village of Doolin or Kilfenora or Milltown Malby. And if you did, you might easily enough find a session in full swing, reels, jigs and hornpipes played with great energy and flair. Music from western places in Ireland and Scotland is the music of sea-ravaged coastlines, also rugged mountainsides. It's wild dance music. It's ancient songs of the Gael from communities reaching back across time, beautiful slow airs, all distilled from tradition and blended with innovation. Are you ready to go there? Alton, Martin Hayes, Alistair Fraser, Karen Casey and many more will take you there this week, and I'll be along for the ride. To the music of the Scottish Gael with Capper Cayley, a song from the Outer Hebrides. Come on, my love, say the words. Keep your promise to me. Take greetings from me over to Harris. First, though, the melody of a modern Gaelic song, Hemin Gaura. This is Gary West on whistle with the harp of Wendy Stewart.
Oh,
The first of Joe McKenna's pipe tunes there was picked up in Galway in the west of Ireland, The Stone in the Field, and he paired it up with a couple of his favourites, Famous Ballymote and The Traveller. You're travelling westward, listening westward this week on The Thistle and Shamrock to music fuelled by tradition and stoked with innovation, all from the west of Ireland and Scotland, where the wild and windswept terrain has inspired some great music and given it a place to thrive unhindered for generations. From Donegal in the northwest of Ireland, we have Alton up ahead, also a singer who picks up the mantle from Capper Cayley in our last set, singing in Scots Gaelic. She'll take us into the great tradition of Scots Gaelic song, which grew up around the tweed weaving communities to accompany and motivate the hard work of walking or fooling the cloth by thrashing it round a table. Yen and Sucre, the walking song, coming up from Aileith McCormack. But first, with Niamh Parsons, we're back out on the west coast of Clare.
Sorrow and sadness, bitterness, grief, memories I have of you won't leave me in peace. My mind's running back to the west coast of Clare, thinking of you and the times we have there. I walk to Spanish Point, I knew I'd find you there. I stood on the white strand, and you were everywhere. Vivid memories fade, but the mood still. Go back and be with you again. In Milltown there's a pub, it's there I sit down, I see you everywhere, your face is all around. The search for time's past contains such sweet pain. I'll banish lonesome thoughts, but they'll return again. I walk along the shore, the rain in my face, my mind is numb with of you there is no trace. I'll think of this again when in far off lands I roam, walking with you on this cold Atlantic foam. Bitterness, grief, won't leave me in peace. My mind was running back to the west coast of Clare, thinking of you and the times we have. Rifka jas, rifka was klik mor magal in fua mis vetar yen in suker shan yentu nyeku veri asa vatin yen in suker shan yentu Strihka jol min huana toalet leka tua skruhi rasan yen in suker shan yentu nyeku veri asa vatin yen in suker shan yentu Strihka ba Gets jure gessa vure skurich na teka jenin sukeri shan jentu njeko eri asa vatin jenin sukeri shan jentu
Na frang machina lives gaga grisit yen in suker shan yentu nyeko heri asa vatin yen in suker shan yentu Harar op a famous place again ma vai chen reachin kahi yen in suker shan yentu nyeko heri asa vatin yen in suker shan yentu Vege kruna noli hemos porsen yein gahi yenin sukeri shan yentu nyegu eri asa vatin yenin sukeri shan yentu yenin sukeri shan yentu nyegu eri asa vatin yenin sukeri shan yentu yenin sukeri shan yentu nyegu eri asa vatin yenin sukeri shan yentu Yenin sukeri shan yentu nyeko eri asa vatin yenin sukeri shan yentu.
The Dispute at the Crossroads, Columba Ward's and Sheehan's reel, all from Alton. Aileith McCormack sang in Gaelic, Yin and Sucre, music from the west coast of Scotland, and Niamh Parsons was in Ireland on the west coast of Clare. Whether you're listening to your radio on the west coast of the US, the east coast, north, south, somewhere in the middle, or joining our gathering from some far-off land via computer or satellite radio, you are more than welcome to keep our company for this hour of music from western places in Ireland and Scotland. And we'll keep it coming with Michael McGoldrick, Karen Casey, the Peat Bog Fairies all along the way. So let's stick together through the hour and meet up again on the website in a couple of days, where a playlist will show up online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. We have two fiddlers ahead now, each one joined by an exceptional guitarist. Martin Hayes comes from that musical Irish county Clare, which has been home base for a fair bit of our music this week on the Thistle and Shamrock, and he's taken his family and regional legacy out into the world with his improvisational approach to fiddle playing. Dennis Cahill joining him next. Alistair Fraser is a Scots fiddler who's spent many years in the western United States, like Martin Hayes has, and he'll be taking us back into Scots Gaelic melody with Tony McManus on guitar there. And in between, two voices which transport us back to their Donegal forebears, Marid and Trina Nichono, and a song of a homesick soldier from County Mayo, I listed with a sergeant. Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill first, The Old Bush and the Reel with the Burl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alistair Fraser on fiddle, Tony McManus on guitar with Callum Scarra, a Gaelic love lament from the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. Trina and Marid Nichono sang I Listed with a Sergeant, and Irish fiddler Martin Hayes played with guitarist Dennis Cahill. We talked about how the music of these western places in Ireland and Scotland can express the wild loneliness of rocky, mountain-flanked coastlines. For me, no other instruments do that as effectively as pipes and whistles and the human voice. And we have some of that sort of music for you ahead from Michael McGoldrick and the Peat Bog Fairies. And singing from Ross Kennedy first, the Scots guitarist is joined by fiddler Archie McAllister for a well-known love song for a place in the Outer Hebrides, Benbecula. Karen Casey follows up with the Song of the Seal. First, it's Ross Kennedy and Archie McAllister, The Dark Island.
Away to the westward I'm longing to be, by the beauties of heaven and fall to the sea, where the sweet purple heather blooms fragrant and free, on a hilltop high above the dark island. While my childhood I'm dreaming of thee, as the steamer leaves Oban, passes Tyree, how I long for the magic that lingers in me, when I'm back once more upon the dark island. Through gems of the Hebrides bathed in the light, but the mad summer's dawning that follows the night, how I am far the cry of the seagulls in flight, as they circle high above the dark island. While in my childhood I'm dreaming of thee, as the steamer leaves Oban, passes Tyree, how I long far magic that lingers in me, when I'm back once more upon the dark island. Gentle sea breeze that rattles the bay, where the stream meets the ocean, young children play on a strand of pure silver. I wander each day, when I'm back once more upon the dark island. While my childhood I'm dreaming of thee, as the steamer leaves Oban, passes Tyree, how I long for the magic lingers in me, when I'm back once more upon the dark island.
A sea maid sings on yonder reef, the spellbound seals draw near, a lilt that looks Call here and all here and all here and here.
Just listening there to two sets of Irish Uilleann pipes played by Michael McGoldrick and John McSherry, with John Nee's reel and Lucy Campbell's the names of the tunes there. The magical and dreamy Song of the Seal was from Karen Casey, and Ross Kennedy and Archie McAllister sang The Dark Island. We've been listening westward on the Thistle and Shamrock this week, and there's still time for the peat bog fairies from the Isle of Skye. Our programme is a Fiona Ritchie production, coming to you each week from Scotland, and I'm Fiona Ritchie. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts, updated each week and archived at thistleradio.com. And always a set of recent programme playlists is available to you by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, Listening Westward, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Trance, dance, traditional, it might begin to describe the music of the peat bog fairies.